In 1945, nearly 20 years before the Civil Rights Act was passed, Alaska's Senate met to discuss a bill prohibiting racial discrimination in the territory. Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand President Elizabeth Paradovich addressed the senators during a hearing on the bill. Haines resident and Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Secretary Carol Dewis says that her speech provided a compelling account of the second-class existence Alaska Natives experienced at that time.
The things that propelled Elizabeth Paradovich were, for instance, her and her husband, they thought they had a house that they could lease, and as soon as the owner found out that they were Native, it was suddenly off the table. And their children endured discrimination in the schools.
Following Paradovich's speech, the Territorial Senate passed the Alaska Territories Anti-Discrimination Act. Since 1988, the state of Alaska recognizes February 16th as Elizabeth Paradovich Day to commemorate the anniversary of the landmark legislation. Locally, there have been efforts to increase awareness about the holiday. Haines School Migrant Education Program Coordinator Natalie Benassi says that she has been working with the Alaska Native Sisterhood, or ANS, over the past 4 years to put on an annual assembly for Elizabeth Paradovich Day.
The ANS contacted me and said, how can we make this day, a big celebration? Let's celebrate this day. We just wanted to give it new life and remind people who Elizabeth Paradovich was. I would like for her to be a national symbol as well, just like other women of history, Sacagawea, Susan B. Anthony.
Friday's ceremonies began with performances by the sixth grade class. Before entering the gymnasium, the students sang a song that Tlingit travelers used to announce their presence before entering another community's territory. After announcing their presence, the sixth graders performed a series of dances. They were taught by Haines High School students Kyle Strong and Tana Dixon. Strong has been dancing for a little more than 10 years. He says he first got hooked on the thrill of performing in front of others. But these days he feels dancing is more of an obligation.
Because it's a big part of my heritage, and I didn't really know it until I was like a little older. Like, it didn't really click on how important this is.
Historically, Native culture has been suppressed in Alaska, particularly in schools. In the past, students were forbidden to speak their native languages or practice Native traditions. Dixon says that the performance she and Strong helped put together for the assembly wouldn't have been possible without the work of Paradovich.
It just like shows how far we've come and how far like she's what she did allowed us to become. Like, of course, we're more modernized now, but we still try and keep our culture within it. Like, a lot of people are trying to learn the language. We're all trying to do these dances and sing our songs. And it just shows, like, our pride and just our culture in general.
Dewis says that in spite of the progress made since the Anti-Discrimination Act, there is still more work to be done. She says that ANS continues to fight for the civil rights that Paradovich stood for.
Well, in her speech, she used a phrase to the effect that, legislation would not end discrimination. There's still discrimination, whether you're talking about housing or other areas. We're working at being better.
Recently, Paradovich has received more recognition for her contribution to the civil rights movement. This month, the University of Alaska will publish Fighter in Velvet Gloves, a book that recounts her life and activism. And in 2020, the U.S. Mint will release a dollar coin with a design honoring the Tlingit leader. But at the Haines School, the best way to commemorate Elizabeth Paradovich is to exercise the right to express pride in your culture. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.